Recording started.
Amen, amen, amen. And we're going to ask each prophet to pray no more than 1 minute and a half. 1 minute and a half. Amen. So if you find yourself going into 2 minutes, you're not in integrity. Amen. All right, Prophet Naomi, let us open up in our prophetic declaration. Father, we thank you and we bless your holy name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, we choose to praise you. We choose to eulogize you. We choose to open up our mouth like a trumpet and begin to sound the alarm and begin to praise you and begin to give your name the thanks, the honor, and the glory. Therefore, Father, even as we stand in agreement on this holy morning, Father, we want to declare and affirm that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and affirm in your matchless name that no weapon that shall try to come against us, Father, it will not come our way to hurt us or to try to bring destruction our way. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we are the blessed of the Lord. Father, we declare also in your matchless name that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare favor and wisdom in the lives of your people. Father, we declare, Lord, that you're shifting and turning situations around, whether it be family matters, whether it be even, Father, our finance. Father, we declare in your message that that too is being turned around. Relationships matter. Father, you're shifting and turning it around. Father, we decree it, declare it in your holy name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that that which seemed to be impossible, Father, Father, we declare that it is possible because we can do all things through you and through your matchless and wonderful name. We declare and decree in the name of Jesus that all shall be well in this season, Father, that we are stepping into. Father, we declare and affirm that our finances and that our health and that our family and that our relationships are all blessed by you, Father. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that the enemy is under our feet. He has no power, no authority in our lives, not over our finances, not over our family, not over our relationship, not over in our business matter, not in our churches, not in our community. Father, we affirm in your name that we are victorious. Father, we affirm in the name of Jesus that things and situations are coming into right divine order. Father, we declare in your name that you're righting the wrongs, even in this season, Father. Whatever it might be, that which the enemy might have meant for our evil and for our wrong, Father, we thank you that you're shifting and you're turning it around in our favor. Father, we declare and affirm as we stand in this space called unity, as we stand in this place called purpose, as we stand in this space, Father, we want to lift our name, lift your name up, and begin to voice your glorious work as we eulogize you, even on this glorious and holy day, Father. Father, we declare, Lord, even as we stand in this space of power, that your name will be lifted up. Because, Father, you said if I be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. Father, we declare and affirm that it's not about us, but it's about lifting your name up and giving your name praise and honor. Father, we say thank you for all that you're doing. Father, we declare, even as we move forth, that we are the healed of the Lord. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we are the prosperous of the Lord. Father, we declare that whatsoever we touch, it will prosper in your matchless and holy name. Father, we declare that things are coming and working good for us, Father. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We declare all things that you have declared unto us. We say yes, and we say amen. Prophet Naomi, open up the line so we can begin to pray.
In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for diversity, Father. Thank you, Lord God. We speak blessings. We decree and declare, Lord God, nothing but eternal blessings. Lord, we rebuke, we bind, we cast down every high imagination that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We decree and declare blessings right now.
Prophetess W.E.Z. Cruz. Prophetess W.E.Z. Cruz. Prophetess Terry Sensett.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity once again to meet and agree together in prayer, even on this final night of prophecology, Lord God. Pray that you will continue the work that you have begun, even at prophecology, Lord God, even before prophecology, and what you are doing in and through each one of us as you lead to globalize the prophetic, Father God. Continue to help us to be open to even what we don't understand, what you are doing, Lord God, for your word shows us that we see in part and we know in part. And so I just speak Philippians 4:8, Lord God, for each, for myself and each one of us, Lord God, help us to fix our thoughts and our minds on you, Lord God, and your word. And the scripture declares, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And Lord, just thank you for all you are doing and going to do in and through us. And to you again, Lord, be the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless you. Can you hear me now, Pastor?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence that is here in this place right now. But we thank you for the anointing that continues to flow from our heads to the bottom of our feet, Lord God. But we pray, Lord God, that as you bestow upon us wisdom and knowledge in this season, Lord God, that we would take it to our homes, to our destinies, to our place, Lord God, that you would continue to speak to us even in the nighttime hour, Lord God. I pray that we will hold true to your word, Lord God, that we would never forget where you have brought us from, Lord God, and where you're taking us to. Lord, we pray that you would give us strength to overcome any attacks, Lord God, attacks because our future is great, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for our leaders and our shepherds in this season that continue to guide us to our destinies, Lord God. And we thank you even now for the miracles that are taking place in our homes, within our marriages, within our relationships, amongst our children, Lord God, and even in our businesses, Lord God. I pray that each and every one of us will experience your kingdom and your freedom here on earth. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you for your increase and your provision, Lord God, that continues to follow us all the days of our lives. We thank you for the overflow that's taking place even now in this season. And we pray, Lord God, for traveling mercies, that the angels of protection be upon us as we go back home to our destination, Lord God, that we do not forget the word that has been spoken over our lives. We thank you and we praise you and glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. We make a joyful noise unto you, O God. And we serve you with gladness and come into your presence with singing. We want to give you all honor and praise, O God, with thanksgiving. We want to thank you, God, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. And, O God, we want to thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for healing us in every aspect of our lives, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for balance, God. And we want to thank you, God, for helping us and letting us overcome self-doubt, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for financial success, oh God. Oh God, I decree and declare that our increase will continue to follow us and be with us, oh God. I decree and declare of new opportunities, oh God, coming our way. I decree and declare of new possibilities are coming our way, oh God. And responsibilities coming our way. I decree and declare, oh God, for protection over us, our family, oh God. Your continuing hedge of protection over us, our family, our loved ones, oh God, and our children, oh God. I thank and praise your holy and wonderful name, oh God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against you, against us, shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters, O God. And thank you, God. Thank you so much, Almighty Power One. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. In Jesus' name.
Oh, God, and eternal Father, we want to give you thanks again, Lord. Father, we praise you. Father God, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, as we come, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we just thank you for life. Lord, we thank you for health. We thank you for strength, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we adore you, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing. Father God, I thank you, O God, that as we come to the end of this weekend, prophecology, Lord, we thank you, God, for what you have done, Lord, and what you're still doing, oh God. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, the God who For those who are going home, Lord God, Father, you go with them. Lord, journey in mercies, we pray. Father God, I pray, God, that as they go, Lord, that they will remember this, the moment, oh God, they experience their Father. Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to speak to them, work in and through them, oh God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are the great I am and the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And Father God, that your thought of us are good. And Lord God, and Father, Lord God, let to help us, oh God, to express and to do the things, dear God, that you want us to do so we can fulfill, oh God, your promise, oh God, your purpose, dear Father. And so, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that, Father, you'll just continue to strengthen as we go along, dear God, each day. Father, we thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness. Father, we thank you, oh God, for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, I decree and declare, oh God, over our lives, dear Father, prosperity. Lord God, I decree and declare, oh God, success, financial increase, oh God. Father God, I decree and declare health, oh God, and relationships, family, together, Lord, togetherness, dear Father. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, for the sick and the shut-ins, oh God. Lord, remember them. Lord, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord, that you'll touch them, Lord God, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Father God, we pray, oh God, for those who are mourning and grieving even at this time. Lord, we pray, oh God, for comfort and strength, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for the poor, for the orphans. Lord God, for the widow, the widower. Lord God, we place them all into your hands because you care, oh God. And Father, we know, God, that you have everything in the palm of your hands. Father God, we pray, oh God, that Father, you'll continue, oh God, to just be with us all, oh God. Father, we thank you for all those who are on the line, oh God. Father God, you know our circumstances, you know our concern, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God, that Father, all we need to do is to believe. God, you said we are to ask and it shall be given, knock and it shall be opened. So Father, give us the faith, oh God, to trust you in all of this, dear Father, so that we can receive that which we need, oh God, that which we need, oh God, to go through from day to day. Father God, have your way, Lord. As we say thanks in Jesus' name, we pray amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we lift you up and we thank you for this prophecology, Lord. We thank you for prophecology 2007. We thank you for the results. We thank you for the signs. We thank you for the miracles, Lord. And Father God, we ask that you allow us to embody this experience, Lord, and bring it back to our environment, Lord, and let our environments be charged with the prophetic, Lord. Let our environments be charged with this new energy, with the power of God, Lord, and allow us to continue to touch people, Lord, and change lives, Father God. And Father God, we thank you even for the new ideas, the new moves that were birthed here in prophecology, Lord. And Father God, we ask that you continue to strengthen our leaders and charge them up, Lord, so we can get ready to continue the work. Father God, and we thank you for strengthening even our prophets on the line. Father God, we thank you for strengthening our prophets in the order. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bring a togetherness with the prophets in the order, Lord, and that we may fulfill the purpose and we may fulfill your purpose mightily in this earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father God, my hallelujah belongs to you because you deserve it. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the right now word that you're giving to your people, Father God. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you for the reconciliation in relationships, Father God. We ask that you be with the people who are grieving, Lord God, who may have lost loved ones, who transitioned, Lord God. We ask for your protection. We ask for your divine healing. We ask for your divine restoration. And we ask for your divine wholeness and completion, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that you just continue to help us as we go out through our day today, Father God. We ask that you just continue to be with us and allow your anointing to go deeper, Lord God. Allow us to go higher, higher, and higher, and higher, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper into your presence, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for as we worship and as we pray, Father God, that the chains are falling off, that the shackles are falling off, Father God. We thank you for the things that you are breaking open and breaking through, Father God. We thank you for the new jobs, Father God, that the people are receiving, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the new life, Lord God, that is getting ready to be birthed in this earth, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, for the single mothers, Father God, even the single fathers, Father God. We pray for healing, Father God. We pray for divine increase, Father God. We pray for miracles, Father God. We ask that you allow those children to return back to you. We ask that you allow them to return back home, Father God. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind, Father God. We thank you for all of the things that you're doing for us. We thank you for the covering, the protection, the peace, Father God. We thank you for all ordering our steps, Father God. We thank you for leading and guiding us, Father God. We thank you for your impartation, Father God. We thank you for your divine increase, Father God. We thank you for the miracles that are happening, Father God. We thank you for the things that you are doing, Father God. We thank you for the ways that are made and the doors that are being opened, Father God. We just give you all the honor. We give you all the glory and give you all the praise, Lord God. Amen.
Prophet Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for every life that's here on the line even now. We thank you for peace even now, Father God. We thank you for wholeness and restoration even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for ordering our steps even now. We thank you for our young ones and our elders even now, Father God. We thank you for family. We thank you for unity, Father God. Father, we thank you for divine peace even now, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for strength even now and restoration. Father God, touch the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father God. Bring divine alignment even now for us, Father God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for allowing traveling mercy for all of the prophets, for all of the people of God, even now as we come and as we go, Father God. We give you, continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And Father God, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this gathering of prophets. We thank you for our leaders, Lord God. We thank you for the glory of God that's been revealed in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, for your mercy and your traveling grace as we prepare to leave this place and go to our
Prophetess Darlene, we're not able to hear you. Prophetess Darlene.
Okay. Prophetess, then let's move on. Let's get Prophetess Sherry.
Okay, Prophetess Sherry.
Dear Lord, we thank you on this evening, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord God, we thank you for our youth, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. Use them, Lord God, in a mighty way. Lord God, we thank you for anointing their minds in this season, Lord God. We thank you for their safety and protection. Lord God, we thank you for the teachers, Lord God. We thank you for their heart of submission, Lord God. We thank you for the honor that they have, Lord God, for those around them. Lord God, we thank you for using them in a mighty way. Lord God, we thank you for touching our family, Lord God. We thank you for the healing during this season, Lord God. Father, continue to use us, Lord God, through do works in us, Lord God, and through us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for anointing us afresh, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are submitted to your will, Lord God. Use us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor on today, Lord God. Continue to touch those, Lord God, that are in need of you, Lord God. Continue to open us up, Lord God, and enable us to be vessels, Lord God, to touch your people, Lord God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for loving us, Lord God. We thank you for guiding us, Lord God. We thank you for never forsaking us, Lord God. Father God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Prophetess Darlene, if you're back, let's continue. Prophetess Darlene.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Father God, for your glory that's been revealed in us and through us and on our behalf. We thank you for our Grandmaster Prophet, our Archbishop, Lord, who you've raised up for this time, and our Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan, who aligns with him and his purpose. And we thank you, Lord God, for the glory of God that's been revealed. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh oil that's been poured upon our lives in the name of Jesus. And we say yes to the, and submit to the call and to the mandate, Lord God. And we wash the hands of your prophet, God. We strengthen the hands of our leadership, Lord God. And we say yes to your will. And we say yes to your way, Lord God. And we bless every family that's represented. We call all families and households into right divine alignment. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and even those that are on the call that could not be in attendance, Lord God, allow your power to rest, rule, and abide and flow even into their households, Lord God, and upon them and strengthen them. Let nothing be missing. Let nothing be lacking. Let nothing be broken, but bring us into oneness and to unity of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we bless you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for your glory has been revealed. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, I ask that your healing be loosed in this earth, God, that the working of miracles and on every family and household will be loosened in the earth, God. Father God, I thank you for the commandment of love that you have given each one of us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, God. Father God, I'm standing on Jeremiah 30:17, that my God restore health unto me and heal all of my wounds. Matthew 8:3, that I am clean and I am whole. Romans 8:11, that the life that is risen from Christ is already restored and is already in my mortal body. Mark 11:22, that I have the God kind of life and the faith that I can say what I've already have said and it has already manifested, and that I have manifested that right now, that every bone in my body is already whole and is complete. Father God, I thank you, God, for allowing me to speak in your presence and to gather amongst the prophets of God. I thank you, God, for allowing us to be who we are. I thank you, God, for our children, God, and I thank you, God, for our elderly and our mature ones, God. I thank you, God, for the word that you have already given to each and every one on this call, God. Father God, remember our seed, God. Remember our sacrifice, God. Father God, I ask that you break through blue, God. Let your word manifest in each and one of our lives, God. Let us show the victory to our enemy, God, and anyone that comes against us, God. We ask that it is cast down in your name, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we know that all things work according to your way, God, and according to your will, God. And we stand together as the people of God, and that we cannot be broken, God. And Father God, we thank you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you right now for this conference and this prayer hour, God. I thank you for the Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and our beloved leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you, Father God, for their life. I thank you, Father God, for their stand for the prophetic and globalizing the prophetic, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for everyone that is on this call, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, God. I thank you, Father God, as your words say, that men ought to always pray and not thank God. And I thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want, Father God. And Father God, we dismiss want on this call right now. In the name of you, those that are in need, God. I thank you, Father God, that your word saying you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. And we thank you, Father God, for the shift of wealth that is coming in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over every situation concerning your people right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over every prophet right now as they go back home, God. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Cover their homes, their cars, even the airplanes on the airways, God. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for every teacher, every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, and even every apostle and bishop, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over ministers all over the land right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to prevail right now in our homes and in our churches, hallelujah, in our communities, all over the land and country right now. Prevail, Holy Spirit, now. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, let us decrease that you may increase, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for insight. We thank you for understanding, God. We thank you for your agape love, God, that is flowing from heart to heart, spirit to spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, and God, we give you all the honor and the glory, knowing that it all goes to you, Lord. We thank you for what you're getting ready to do in our lives in advance, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in this season in our life. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the spirit of healing, Jesus, hey, the healer, show up in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone that are sick, everyone that is shut in. Father, touch them from the crown of their head even unto the soles of their feet, Father. Father, I thank you right now, Lord. Father, even as the centurions have send your word, Father, we send your word. We send healing. We send strength.
in your holy name. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for promotion. Lord, you're bringing about promotion in the lives of your people. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Not only are you bringing about promotion, but you're bringing and you're giving us clarity, clarity to do better, clarity to move forward in our lives, clarity to bring encouragement to one another, clarity, Father, so that we could see what you would have us to see. Clarity, Father, even concerning relationship matters. Clarity and the things that we desire. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of clarity that shall come upon your people even now, Father. Now, Father, I pray for every individual that's on this call on this morning, Father. Touch them and bless them, Father. Move in their lives like only you can move. And, Father, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the thanks, Father. Father, we say, have your way, Father. And, Father, even as prophecy is coming to a close or conclusion, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you will give your people traveling safety and protection. We thank you in the name of Jesus in advance that the angel of the Lord does go before them and bring protection and that will keep them in the way that they are to go. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you, Lord. Touch every individual that's at Prophet College. Let them not leave the same way they came, but Father, transform them, Lord. Shift their situation, shift their consciousness. Do what no one else can do, but only you. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor, Father, as we move forth and navigate on this day that you have made. We'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor, now and forever. Amen. Amen, amen. We're Prophet Naomi and company of prophets. We just want to thank you once again as to your faithfulness, as to your stance, and for being on this call. We so appreciate you and love you to life. Stay on the wall. Let's stay on the watch because God is our reward. And our reward, I want to declare that again, that our reward is sure because God said it and he is more than able to accomplish that which he has spoken in each and every one of our lives. So amen. Prophet Naomi, you can take over as I decrease in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for being who you are, the leading lady, and really taking a stand and having us on this midnight prayer call. All right, just want to let everyone know that this week we will be going back to our regular scheduling and are having new pop light show, and we'll be back on our 9 a.m. call. Amen. All right, I'm going to say good night, good morning.
Good night, good morning.
And have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. God bless.
God bless. God bless.